Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. James Patterson and Mike Lupica are the Thriller Dream Team. Rave reviews for their just-released The House of Wolves, Murder Runs in the Family. Jenny Wolfe's murdered father leaves her in charge of a billion-dollar empire, including a legendary pro football team, the San Francisco Wolves, and a family more ruthless than Succession's Roys and Yellowstone's Duttons. James Patterson is the world's best-selling author. The creator of Alex Cross, he's produced more enduring fictional heroes than any other novelist alive. Mike Lupica, Hall of Fame sports columnist, the author of 17 New York Times best-selling novels, the most recent, The Horsewoman, his first collaboration with James Patterson. The House of Wolves, Murder Runs in the Family, a powerful family thriller not to be missed, and authors James Patterson and Mike Lupica joining us on This Week in America. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us today.
It's good. I can't believe you read the first page of our book like that. Oh, my God.
And if we had like three, 4 hours, I could do the whole thing.
I listened to you just now, and Jim and I were thinking, my God, that'd be a book I'd like to read. Yeah.
Well, you both would be right. I mean, the reviews are excellent on this, and a warning to the readers: once you start, you're not going to stop. You'll be up all night finishing this book. It grabs us from the first page of the book. As you've got Joe Wolf, let's talk about him for a second. He's out on his boat. Sure. He's got the Golden Gate Bridge. He's got Alcatraz. He's singing, "I left my heart in San Francisco," swigging some Grey Goose out of the bottle. This guy's got it all, that appears, doesn't he?
Yeah, and he owns the football team, the San Francisco football team. That's one of those great attributes. And he owns the newspaper, so he can always, have good stories written about the football team. It's perfect.
I mean, it's an amazing character, a powerful character, and we focus on Jenny. Jenny Wolfe, I mentioned in the beginning, this is a character that I understand you have said this could be the best character you've ever written. The readers really enjoy Jenny. Talk about her, Mike. Who is Jenny like? What makes her so likable? What made her so much fun to write about?
We just think she's the smartest, coolest, toughest one in the room. She grew up with three brothers who were out to get her, and she kind of distanced herself from this family. And she's teaching high school and coaching high school football when this book starts. She really has no relationship going with her dad. And then stuff happens, and all of a sudden, she's the biggest guy.
See, that's how we get past the spoiler alert stuff. We just say stuff happens.
Stuff happens.
A lot of stuff happens in this book. The whole family thing, this dysfunctional family stuff, like you mentioned Yellowstone, and people like that. Because I think, we all think our families are totally messed up. And then we go, but it's nothing compared to the Duttons on Yellowstone or Succession, the Rorys or the Rays or whatever they are. And then, the two big books for this week or month or whatever are going to be the Prince Harry's book and then House of Wolves. But, the royal family, they're nothing. I mean, Harry got slapped around a little bit by his brother and, he hasn't spoken to his dad. I mean, compared to the Wolves and House of Wolves, it's nothing. I mean, they're really mean and tough and funny and, all that good stuff. Good stuff. That's what we said.
In fact, Jenny could have been part of the royal family. It could have been Princess Jenny. She would have fit right in with another dysfunctional family that she's dealing with. The book is The House of Wolves, Murder Runs in the Family. James Patterson, Mike Lupica, our guest on the program. Book available wherever books are sold. Jenny really has a lot on their plate there, and it's interesting how this whole story unfolds. There is never a dull moment. She's got let's talk about the relationship with her three brothers. They think eventually they're going to have this empire. And their sister, the high school football coach, gets it. Talk about the relationship that Jenny has with her brothers, because she danger lurks in dealing with her brothers, doesn't it?
Well, we mentioned about Harry getting belted by his brother in the book. We were a little worried when we found out that Prince William was smacking around Prince Harry, because we thought, wait a minute, they're stealing our ass, because. There's a big scene in the book where Jenny Wolfe punches Jack Wolfe right in the face. And my daughter, Hannah, she grew up with three brothers. They're not like the Wolfe brothers. My boys are nice and very respectful and very polite. Jim's met them. And she called up when she was reading the book and she said, I'm sorry, you didn't tell me it was okay to punch my brothers. And I said, well, honey, we just didn't feel that was the parental message that we...
Tracy, here's something we've never talked about before. We will talk about it right here live for the first time. In our book, and this works okay because thank God the Bills, the guy from the Bills is okay, but in our book, one of the players dies on the field, which is really weird. But unfortunately, I think the Bills guy is fine and dandy. But it's very realistic about football. There's a scene in the book that when I'm watching what happened last Monday night, I called Jim and I said, oh my God, ambulance on the field, game gets discontinued. But in our book, this player, Mr. Harmon, he actually dies. And it was just really eerie for me to watch it.
Thank God the kid is all right.
Why would you place a murder mystery inside the struggle for control of an NFL team? It's brilliant the way you've done it. We learned a lot behind the scenes.
Other day, somebody asked me, they said, how about the mob? What kind of, because the mob is in there. And I said,
yes.
What are you talking about, the NFL owners? Jim has the line. Jim, I have to give Jim the credit for this line because it's a through line for our book. Kill or be killed. And, you know, we've talked about this. If you have one of those 32 teams, you will do anything, maybe including murder, to hold on to it, or you will do anything to get one. And that is another through line in this book, because when people think the San Francisco Wolves are now in play.
Well, yeah, see, one of the other things, I've written books with, you know, President Clinton and Dolly Parton and whatever, and they bring authenticity. You know, Bill about the presidency and Dolly about country music and stuff. And Mike brings that kind of authenticity to this football stuff. I mean, if it's a football scene, it reads so real. If it's about the owners, you go, oh my God, the owners are. Some of them are good, but some of them are not so good. And but that authenticity, I think people love that in a novel or nonfiction. This is a novel, but it does read like the real deal.
And Jim wanted this book to also be set in the world of the media, and that Joe Wolf is so powerful. Imagine if the biggest guy in town owns a football team and a newspaper and other media outlets. And you can imagine what a big deal it would be if all this got passed on to someone, just theoretically, if something happened to Joe the book. Theoretically.
Yeah. Mike, what kind of response are you getting from your friends in the NFL? And maybe feedback from some NFL owners who are reading the book and trying to see how they entered into it.
I have no friends in the NFL. No,
the response has been great. The absolute acid test here is our wives both said it's the best thing either of us have done together or on our own. And then the biggest one is Mike's mother-in-law, who despises Mike.
No.
And she read it and said, you know, Mike, I still don't like you, but this book is great.
Here's the thing about our book. Even though there is a really fun football subplot and there's a fun newspaper subplot, this is a family. This is a book about a messed up family.
Like the Corleones.
Yeah, they. I don't know if you like Yellowstone. We both love Yellowstone. And the Duttons would look at the Wolves and say, oh, wow, they are really
scary.
Messed up. Yeah.
You know, this is the second collaboration. Why is this? And obviously it's successful. And I love the passion you have for working the storyline, of course, and working with each other. Why is this relationship has been so successful, this collaboration?
We're trying to figure that out. Why we stayed together after the first book, I don't know.
Jim often, I'll see him sometimes. We'll be traveling and he'll just say, why? Why did I do this again? Why? Why did I walk into the bar that night?
No, this is a true story. I called my agent yesterday, and I said, get me out of here. Isn't that right, Mike?
He meant that. It sounds bad when he says it's that. I don't think he actually meant it that way, but I have to say he did. He was talking. We were in the car at the time, and Jim actually tried to get out of a moving car. So that I didn't think that was a good sign.
They had the child lock on, though. Because they knew we were in the back seat and we're basically about 10 years old.
We've got a minute or so left. As I'm reading this, it really comes alive off the page. I mentioned that from the very beginning, the scene with Joe Wolf. This has to be a big screen adaptation at some point. And I'm sure you've given some thought to that.
The movie rights are still available. That's right. The movie rights are still available. So contact our agent at Creative Artists, or just call the telephone there and say, we want to buy House of Wolves. Anybody who's listening with big movie money.
Somebody
asked me who I want to play Jenny Wolf today, and I said, Margot Robbie. We wouldn't say no to her, would we?
Or Charlize Theron.
Yeah, she'd be good.
We go there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can.
Get on this. You get on this right now. Don't be tapping by the phone.
In fact, you can give me a call. I'll forward it on to these two, and you can have the first rights to the motion picture.
They're probably listening.
I've got 30 seconds. What are you working on now? This is successful 2 for 2 here. Are you working on number 3?
No, we've got a new character. The first one, a lawyer named Jane Smith, comes out in September. We're working on Jane 2.
The first one, it's actually called Jane Effing Smith. Seriously, that's the title.
You grab them with the title, and you've done that. It's been a pleasure having you. Can't wait for the newest book to come out. This one is out, the one you're working on now. Hopefully, we can talk about that as well. This one, The House of Wolves, Murder Runs in the Family, book available wherever books are sold. An opportunity to visit the neighborhood independent bookstore, pick up a copy, and look around while you're there. James Patterson, Mike Lupica, our guest on the program, and the authors of The House of Wolves. Gentlemen, a pleasure. Thank you for joining us. Congratulations on the success of The House of Wolves. A pleasure having you with us.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America. We're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.